Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. That unregistered car in your driveway is a Dakula code violation. Dakula's junked automobile ordinance is broader than most residents realize, and the exceptions are narrower. The project car under a tarp. The trailer with an expired tag. The truck that hasn't run since spring. Section 619 of Dakula's zoning resolution addresses all three, and the operative language is stricter than most people assume. The core provision. Any automobile, truck, vehicle, or trailer of any kind or type, without a valid license plate attached thereto, shall not be parked or stand on any private property or public roads. Two things to notice. Without a valid license plate is the trigger. The vehicle doesn't have to be wrecked, rusted, or on blocks. An expired tag is enough. On any private property means your own driveway, yard, or parking pad counts. This is not limited to the street. What counts is junked? The code lists conditions, any one of which qualifies a vehicle. Wrecked. Dismantled. Partially dismantled. Inoperative. Abandoned. Discarded. One which does not have a valid license plate attached. Again, the list is disjunctive. Meeting any one condition is sufficient. Why the city treats it seriously. The ordinance sets out the reasoning at some length. Junked vehicles are found to reduce the value of private property, promote blight and deterioration, invite plundering and vandalism, create fire hazards, constitute an attractive nuisance creating a hazard to the health and safety of minors, create a harborage for rodents and insects, endanger public safety when on streets. The attractive nuisance language, the concern that children will climb into an abandoned vehicle, is the reason this class of ordinance exists in most cities. The three exceptions. The code permits a junked vehicle in only three circumstances. 1. One or two vehicles fully enclosed in a building. On residentially zoned property, one or two junked vehicles may be kept enclosed within a building, provided the occupant of the home is in the process of reconditioning the vehicles for his or her personal use. Note the requirements: inside a building, not under a tarp or a carport. Limited to one or two. And there must be an actual reconditioning project. 2. A lawful repair business. On the premises of a business operated lawfully for repairing, reconditioning, or remodeling vehicles, in conformance with requirements for an automobile impound durable medical equipment NT yard, repair garage, or similar use. The code specifies such vehicles shall not be stored for the purpose of salvage of parts but shall be in continual process of repair or reconditioning. 3. A licensed junkyard, operating lawfully under the zoning resolution. It isn't the only rule that applies. The ordinance says explicitly that it is not the exclusive regulation of abandoned, wrecked, dismantled, or inoperative vehicles in Dakula, it's supplemental to other city, county, and state regulations. So compliance with Section 619 doesn't guarantee compliance with everything else. And outdoor storage generally. Section 618 is adjacent and worth knowing. The outdoor storage of inoperative automobiles, machinery, equipment, used building materials, trash, solid waste, appliances, and similar items is limited to junkyards and to commercial enterprises requiring short-term storage of items being repaired. That reaches well past cars, piles of building material, and stored appliances fall under the same provision. What actually happens? Enforcement runs through the marshal's office, which enforces the zoning ordinance and the property maintenance ordinance. The typical first step is a notice of violation stating the problem and giving a time frame to comply. No further action is taken if you come into compliance within that window. Escalation to a citation follows only if the condition persists. In practice, the fix is usually straightforward: renew the tag, move the vehicle inside a building, or remove it. If you have a project car, the safest reading of the ordinance for a hobbyist: keep it registered, or keep it fully enclosed in a building while you're actively working on it, limited to one or two vehicles, for personal use. If you're unsure how the rule applies to your situation, call City Hall at 770-963-7451 and ask the Marshal's office before you get a notice. Not legal advice. This summarizes published provisions of Dacula's zoning resolution. Read the ordinance and confirm with the city, and consult an attorney if enforcement action carries real consequences for you. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DaculaWire.com.